Now to Christmas trees, real or artificial? It is an age-old debate. Let's bring in Jerry Saab this morning. Jerry is president of the Western New York Christmas Tree Farmers Association. Merry Christmas, Jerry.
Well, thank you, Susan. Merry Christmas to you.
All right. So what is the story with tree farms? Is it the business up or is it down? What are you noticing?
Business is good. We have plenty of real trees available. And, we do our share. We grow them in Western New York. We help the local economy and put a brand spanking pretty new tree in a lot of houses.
Now, millennials, I don't know if you heard this last week. There was a report that millennials are being credited with increasing real Christmas tree sales around the country by demanding real trees. And not because of nostalgia, but because they want a cleaner ecological footprint. Are you seeing that?
Definitely. The millennials are something new on my scene. I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm getting a lot more young people who realize the benefits of a real tree over an artificial. Most artificials are made in China. They're made out of petrochemicals. They off-gas a little bit, and after a couple of years, they wind up in a landfill being made out of plastic. They never decompose. A real tree, most communities mulch them.
All right. Have you had your busiest weekend yet?
I had my busiest weekend last weekend. This next weekend will be pretty busy. But I am a very, very small fish, and I am usually sold out after the second weekend in December. The bigger guys around here go right up until Christmas Eve.
So where is your farm?
I am in the Eden, Angola area.
Okay. And do you have to plant trees every year to replace what you lose?
Every year. It takes about 8 years for a seedling to be ready to be a Christmas tree. It's not like tomatoes. Yeah, 8 years. If you don't put them in May and eat them in August.
Right. Well, how are prices with real trees?
Oh, well, they're not high enough. I think they should be higher. No, it's a deal. Everybody sets their own prices. I'm thinking you can get a small real tree for $35 or $40, and you can, you know, the price goes up from there.
Right. Well, what's a 6-foot tree, roughly?
A 6-foot tree might be in the $50 range. It depends on the farm.
Do they go up every year?
No.
Okay. And your association, it's made up of people just like you?
People just like me in the Western New York communities. There are about 30 members of this group. And we range from a couple of small guys like me who just do a few hundred trees a year to some pretty big farms that can do a few thousand trees a year.
All right. Hey, Jerry, it was nice talking with you. Thanks for the information on real Christmas trees. Now we're going to bring in Dave Gordon. Dave, you may not know Dave Gordon's name, but you know his store. He's the owner of Dave's Christmas Wonderland. And Dave, tell us about artificial tree sales.
Well, good morning, Susan, and Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
And listeners. Artificial Christmas trees have become a very big thing in the past 20 years or so. Over the last few years, we've seen a huge spike in sales of them as they've become a very, very realistic looking.
You know, we were just talking to a tree farmer who was telling us all the reasons why to buy a real tree, not an artificial tree, but saying that the artificial trees, they're all made in China, they're all made with chemicals. Is he right?
Well, first of all the trees are safely made. They're all very recyclable. An artificial tree is saving a tree from being cut down in the forest. Not to say that it, you know, some people don't enjoy doing that and traditionally do it every year, which is fine. They're very easy to assemble these days. They don't use any water. They're all fireproof. And people are demanding them. You know, I find that from very young people to very old people, are buying artificial trees in great numbers these days, especially on the internet where it's very difficult to buy a real tree. And we're shipping them all over the world. You know, we sell trees from 1 foot tall up to 50 feet tall.
Is it really possible to pick out an artificial tree, you know, online and enjoy that tree? I mean, don't you have to see it?
Absolutely. We take very good pictures of the tree from every angle imaginable. We do close-ups of the needles. And we do videos on them where they can see them, what they look like, how they assemble them, which is very easy today. not like the olden days with the hooks. They go together 1, 2, 3 in three pieces. You plug them in, you're done. It's a very easy thing, and we see huge people, huge numbers of these trees being sold. And so something, we must be doing something right on the internet.
Yeah. How are the prices with artificial trees?
They've come way down over the years. You know, you could buy a tree for $29, and you could buy a tree for $999. We have something for everybody.
You know, Dave, are they ever going to come up with something to replace the strings of lights that seemingly burn out just after you put them on a tree? You know what I mean.
Technology has changed dramatically over the years. A lot of trees now have LED lights versus incandescent. Though even the incandescent have got better. A lot of them are designed now where if one bulb goes out, the rest stay lit. So that problem is pretty much non-existent today.
All right. I guess I have the wrong lights. Hey, Dave, thanks so much. Merry Christmas and enjoy your season over at Dave's Christmas Wonderland.
You come visit us.
All right. Dave Gordon, before that, Jerry Saab, the real or artificial tree debate. Let us know on WBEN.com. It's our web poll this morning. In your house, is it real or is it artificial?